Good afternoon. I think 3 weeks ago, I attended the gathering of the youth in one of our coffee shops here. I'm not going to mention it, but because you might say that I'm promoting it. And one of the things that was discussed there was actually the gospel and how the gospel is relevant, how they see the gospel and how the gospel is relevant to their life. Then after the meeting, not after the meeting, in the course of the meeting, somebody said, "Father, have you watched the Crazy Rich Asians?" I said, "I have not watched it yet, but I'm planning to watch this coming my day off." But anyway, I watched it. You see, I'm not crazy, I'm not rich, but I'm Asian. At least on that, I can relate with them. The protagonist in that movie is Nick Young and Rachel Wo. Nick Young is the son of a big business empire in Singapore. And Rachel did not know it. So when they went home to attend a wedding, Rachel realized that his fiance, his boyfriend, is actually the son of one of the richest family in Singapore. And of course, the matriarch of the Young's family did not like Rachel. For one, he's a commoner. And second, he's not good enough. Like many future mother-in-laws here, son, you will say that whoever it is, you're not good enough for my son or for my daughter. Right? But, you know, Rachel tried to win them. But unfortunately, she realized that there was so much at stake for Nick. So, when Nick, in that movie, proposed to Rachel, Rachel turned down the proposal. All the while, the mother, the matriarch, Eleanor, thought that she won because Rachel surrendered. But actually, no. Rachel did not surrender. She sacrificed, she made a sacrifice. She gave up her love and happiness so that Nick could take over the business empire of the family. But all the while, the matriarch thought that she surrendered. The important part of the movie is the last scene during a mahjong session. You know, the mahjong, it is the Chinese, you know, card. It's actually like tile, a domino tile, but like it has different characters. Anyway, that was where the confrontation was. And you know what nailed and convicted the mother-in-law? It was when Rachel gave the tile that made Eleanor win the game. And then when Rachel was leaving, she flipped her tiles, and Eleanor, looking at the tiles, realized that that tile that she gave her was the same tile that could have Rachel won the game. She made a sacrifice. You see, in our gospel today, when Jesus was asked, "Who do people say that I am?" When Jesus asked his disciples said, "You are the Christ." And what is the Christ? The Messiah. You are the Messiah. You are the Savior of the world. And the mission of Jesus to save the world is very simple. To give his life as a ransom for all. To give his life to save us. God had a tile that will make him win. But he gave up that tile so that we will have our salvation. You see, the cross for many is a condemnation. The cross for many is pain. The cross for many is suffering. But for any Christian, the cross should be salvation, life, and our resurrection. With great suffering, we earn great reward. Sometimes we want the easy way out. The road to comfort and less resistance is easy than the road to value and sacrifice. We have a saying, the way to hell is a highway. The way to heaven is a stairway. Those who are fanatics here, there is a song, Highway to Heaven by AC/DC. Highway to Hell by AC/DC. And there is a song, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. And that is really true. When you're on your journey and things are so easy, we seem to say, wow, this is good. But be careful. As I've said, sometimes in our journey, when it's so easy, we might be on the wrong way. We might be following the highway to hell. Sometimes when it's more difficult, when there are trials, when there are sometimes obstacles in our life, it's the right way. And sometimes it is the stairway to heaven. I would like to end by telling you another story. In the 60s, there was this wonderful movie. The title of the movie is The Thorn Bird. It is based on a mythical bird, the thorn bird. And they say that the thorn bird starts searching for that thorn tree as soon as it hatches. And once it finds the perfect thorn, this bird impels itself on the longest and sharpest thorn while singing the most beautiful song as it dies. The most beautiful song, existence is the cost. But according to legend, while the bird is singing, the world stands still and listens. The best, while in heaven, God smiles. The best is bought at the cost of great pain. Remember that. The best is sometimes brought about by great sacrifices and great giving. Don't surrender just because it's difficult, especially the children here. Don't give up just because there are obstacles. They are meant to be overcome. And the good thing about that is it makes us stronger. It makes us even a better person sometimes. Not only sometimes, but oftentimes. Brothers and sisters, I'm inviting you. Our gospel is inviting us. Jesus is inviting us. To be a disciple is to deny oneself. To give rather than to receive. But the best part of it is found in Mark chapter 8, verse 35, the last verse. Because it says, who gives his life for my sake will save it. when things are going rough, when things are difficult, when things are in the dark, don't stop. Probably sometimes you should make a detour. But always look forward, because as we say, at the end of the tunnel, you will find the light. The light. God made the greatest sacrifice for us to show us that in sacrifice, there is also, we earn a reward. And the greatest reward that we can receive in this life is our salvation. And do you know the greatest that you can receive now in life is to enjoy living with God. To enjoy your journey with God. It may be difficult, but God said, remember, and I end in this, He did not say, carry your cross and go ahead. No. He said, take up your cross, come, follow me. So that you will remember that even in our difficulties, in our sufferings, God is in front of us. And we're asked only to follow. So that if we start complaining, look at the Master. Look at the Lord. He's the first one carrying the burden. And not even His burden, but our burden. Remember this. When we only do things for ourselves, those things dies with us. But when we do things for others and for the world, they remain. They're immortalized. Please all stand.